Welcome to For the Love of Group Fitness podcast. I'm Ansi Yeo, and I'm your host, and I'm thrilled to have you join me today. So in this episode, we're going to delve deeper into a topic that resonates deeply with all of us, and that is having faith in ourselves when we want to jump. Now, about a month ago, I wrote an article on Substack about liminal spaces, to which I got many private responses. I subsequently followed that with an article on making the leap, and I wanted to expand on that here. Making the leap or jump is about stepping outside our comfort zones, leaving behind the familiar and embracing the unknown. It's that pivotal moment when we decide to take a risk, challenge ourselves and pursue something more significant. So whether it's signing up for a marathon, joining a different type of group fitness class, or even starting your own fitness business, making the jump requires a leap of faith in ourselves and our abilities. And I always remember my first business coach saying that, you know, we just got to put on our big girls pants and step into the scary shit zone. Right. And so here is, I'm just going to reflect, actually, I'm going to take a moment to reflect on someone that I know who overcame their fears of failure to push their limits, to dream big and took that courageous leap. So this is a past client who decided to leave their day job and set up classes in the community. Now, despite their doubts and uncertainties, they hired a coach, did what they were told to do, and worked hard. And when they launched their first two classes, they were fully booked, bringing in £1,200 that month. And subsequent months, it just grew on that, right? So their leap of faith ignited a newfound confidence that transcended into other areas of their life, because it's just bound to. Making the leap isn't just about achieving a specific goal, you know, financial or any other kind of goal. It's about believing in ourselves and realizing our untapped potential. It's about embracing the challenges and opportunities beyond our comfort zones. So is there a leap you've been contemplating? You know, is there a challenge that scares you but excites you at the same time? Remember, making the jump can be a catalyst for incredible personal growth and transformation. Now, I can hear what's happening in your head, but I'm different, Ansi. You know, people just don't want to spend money where I live, or the halls are expensive, or, you know, that's going to cost me a lot of money, yada, 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 yada. Now, here's the truth. You are not a snowflake. I want to say that again. You are not a snowflake. You are no different to me or this client of mine, right? It's whether you want it enough to overcome your self-doubt and behaviors and fears, sorry. Your self-doubt and fears, which also results in your behaviors, right? So let's address some common self-doubts and fears that often discourage us from taking that leap. When we consider stepping outside our comfort zones, doubts can flood our minds. We question our abilities, we worry about failure, and fear of judgment from others. Look, I know, I've been there. I'm still there, right, at times. But it's important to remember that these doubts are merely thoughts and they're not facts. And there are techniques that can help, including visualization and positive affirmations. Personally, for me, it was about getting support. And I, along with what my client did, got a coach. Now, it may be that getting a coach is out of your budget. Before you decide that is the case, I ask you to consider this. What if you can't not afford to get one? And the success of your new venture, your new chapter, depends on it. And even with a coach, it's so important to seek support from others. So are you surrounding yourself with individuals who uplift and inspire you? You know, join a supportive community. Find an accountability partner who shares your goals. Their encouragement and shared experiences will remind you that you are not alone on this journey. And then also remember to celebrate your small victories along the way. It's so easy to get lost in the to-do list and what you're not achieving. And, you know, celebrate the little things that, you know, you almost like go assume that, you know, it's not worth anything because it's that small. You got to celebrate them. Acknowledge your progress. Pat yourself on the back for the steps you've taken. Focusing on your achievements, no matter how small, will boost your self-confidence and reinforce your belief in your capabilities. So overcoming self-doubt is an ongoing process. I'm not going to deny it. It requires patience, self-compassion, and a commitment to challenging negative thoughts. Remember, you have the power within you to quiet those doubts and take that leap towards a stronger, healthier, happier version of yourself. Self-belief is another pillar that I needed to work on. When we believe in ourselves, we unlock a world of possibilities and tap into our true potential. So pay attention to the way you speak to yourself. Are you your own cheerleader or your harshest critic? How about replacing self-criticism with self-compassion and kindness? So cultivating self-belief is an ongoing process. Surround yourself again with positive influences, whether that's reading motivational books, listening to inspiring podcasts, or joining a community of like-minded individuals. These resources can provide guidance, motivation, and reminder that you are capable of amazing things. Adopting a growth mindset is another vital component. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth rather than setbacks, right? There's no failing. They're just lessons along the way, you know, and these lessons will bring you closer towards your goals. A growth mindset allows you to see failures as stepping stones and fuels your belief in continuous improvement. So if you feel it's time to step outside your comfort zone and embrace the challenges that lie ahead, I encourage you to set clear, achievable goals that excite and motivate you. Break them down into smaller steps and create a plan of action. Remember, progress is made one step at a time. Find a coach, an accountability partner, or join a fitness group that shares your aspirations. Surround yourself with individuals who believe in you and support your journey. You know, they will cheer you on, offer you guidance, and keep you accountable. On that note, I am open to one-to-one mentoring. I will also launch a club for group fitness professionals soon, so do make sure that you're on my mailing list. Details are in the description below for this podcast. Celebrate each milestone, each and every milestone, no matter how small. Acknowledge your progress, whether completing an extra rep, you know, because you've taken yourself back to the gym for the first time, you know, or running an additional minute, or just simply showing up consistently for the people in your classes. These celebrations fuel your motivation and reinforce your belief in your ability to achieve more. And lastly, remember that setbacks and challenges are a natural part of any journey. Don't let them deter you or shake your faith in yourself. Instead, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. When faced with obstacles, tap into your self-belief and resilience and find the determination to keep moving forward. Making the jump requires courage, but with faith in yourself, it's within your reach. Believe in your capabilities, trust your instincts, and embrace the unknown with open arms. You know, and take the leap today. You know, take the leap today. I know this. I know you can do it because I was where you were, right? And I was scared of making that leap. You know, but I think of all the leaps that I've done in my life and they've all led me to where I am today, right? So as we conclude this mini-sode, I want to leave you with a final thought. You can achieve greatness. I believe you can. So believe in yourself, take that leap, and let your faith propel you to new heights. Thank you for joining me today. Remember to stay connected with me on social media and share your stories about making the jump. So today, you know, together we can, you know, we can inspire and empower one another in our journeys through life, right? So until next time, keep believing in yourself and embracing the love of group fitness.